Watch who?
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Two Watch Who, a Doctor Who podcast. I'm Mark.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm a Doctor Who fan.
And I'm new to watching who?
Watching for the very first time.
Very first time.
And welcome to the season 22 Duskers.
I had a moment, I don't know if you caught it, where I was like, have we chosen the winners? We have, haven't we?
Yeah, we've chosen it all. Yeah.
I don't have them anywhere.
It's fine. I've got them all. I'm organised this time.
You've got them all. You've got the envelopes ready.
All sorted. We are here at La Hacienda in Spain. Sun is shining. The red carpet is out. We're all going to be out on the lawn today. We've got Oscar, Anita. Shokai is doing a lovely buffet in collaboration with Edith. They're working together. They're doing some lovely Sontaran tacos.
Tacos? Why tacos?
I don't know. It just came into my head.
Those really famous Sontaran tacos that everyone talks about.
We've got entertainment tonight. We've got the time lash in the corner. It's 50p a go. Put your money in and off you pop. Back to see Herbert, Vina. They are all here. We've got the Rani, the Master. They've teamed up over in the corner there, having some champagne. We've got Tazabika and Joe Bell. Done some lovely decorations for us. Yep, they're all here. And both sets of Daleks have agreed to come tonight. It's a truce.
Have they brought Davros with them while he's waiting trial?
Oh, he's just ahead on the table with the buffet. I've got a bit of a cold, by the way.
I'm playing with slime.
Well, you should be doing that on stage. We're here on the stage.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm away.
And yeah, we are very excited. I can't remember what I was about to say, but...
We're just getting into it, Mark, because you said that we couldn't dally around today.
Well, I mean, these ceremonies do sometimes take a long time.
Mark has to edit.
We have previously deliberated quite a lot, but we should get to it. I was about to sing, actually. That's what I was going to do, but maybe I'll wait for the end. Well, we were going to do Doctor in Distress, weren't we?
Well, I forgot that, yeah. I've not listened to that song since you sent me for a reason.
Doskers in Distress. Let all answer the SOS. No, 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 no. We should just get on with it, shouldn't we? Let's start with the first category. If we are all sitting down here, you got your sangria.
I'm good.
Shokai's meat is over there. Right.
Shokai's meat.
Well, I can just imagine Shokai's handing round sort of like meat canapes, and Edith is going around with her
but
horns.
But surely Shokai would just be eating them all.
Well, Edith is keeping him in order tonight.
He's not handing them out. Because he'd be eating it. He might be making it, but someone else, they're taking it off him very quickly.
Well, I'll have a word with Edith. She's in charge. Right. So, best villain. We got four nominations, and they are Shokai, the two doctors.
I know how near you are.
The Borad from Time Lash.
It would seem I made the right choice for mating.
The Rani, from Mark of the Rani.
Your regeneration's not too attractive either.
And Joe Bell, from Revelation of the Daleks.
I would rather run away with my mother than own a fawning little creep like you.
We had some really good ones.
It was a strong category into, like, a number of people, potential villains.
Yeah, so many to go through. I mean, we had, who else did we have that didn't make it? Like Lytton from the Cyberman one. We had all the guys from Vengeance on Varos, the reality TV one.
Mark sent me pictures this time, which was great, but I didn't have any names for them, so I couldn't remember people's names.
But you know these
faces
ones.
Faces I'm great with, names not so great.
Let's read out the winner and then we'll talk about our nominees.
And the winner of Best Villain is... The Rani!
Yes! I mean, she was different.
Yes.
way better than the Master this season.
Yes. She was like, it was nice to have like a female in that sort of role. We've not had many, have we? I can't think, we didn't have, I think she was the only woman in that whole category, wasn't she? Other than, we had a bit of a thing over whether some other people would be in, but we didn't put them in. They were more in as side characters.
Oh, well, if you're talking about just this season,
yeah.
The other woman could have been Kara from Revelation, but we weren't sure if she was more supporting or a villain, because she was trying to kill Davros at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But she was still sort of bad. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird with these characters, because even like the supportive ones are sort of could be villain. Yeah, there's a very thin line, a sort of grey area between these people.
I just really enjoyed the Rani. She looked great. She was like fierce. It worked really well with the Master as a sort of side to that. Another person into this universe of their known people, you know? Thumb up from me. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
And I mean, and her plan, it wasn't that majorly drastic, was it? I can't remember what her plan was. She just wanted people's brain fluid for her planning, really. That's what it was. She wasn't like going around, she didn't want to like destroy the whole universe or something. It was more for her scientific needs. That was her aim.
But also, like I say, it was just fun that they all knew each other, and it expands the universe a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, another renegade. So what have we got? The Monk, the Master, and the Rani. We've all had. The other nomination. So Shokai, I thought, like, he was so sort of creepy and just, like, saw people as, like, meat. No humans have been served tonight, by the way. That's strict instructions. Well, I hope not. I don't know. I just thought he was a great sort of creepy character.
Yeah, I agree.
The Borad as well. I mean, Shocker and the Borad both went after... Oh, and Jobel. Everyone else, all of our other nominations went after Perry in some way,
yeah.
Fortunately. But the Borad as well. Yeah, I mean, he looked great. That was the big thing about him. Again, his plan probably wasn't the most intelligent, really. Again, scientist gone wrong. And then, yeah, I mean, Jobel, again, is another Shokai, really. Sort of creepy man. You know, that's his... But just sort of, like, dodgy character. But there's so many, actually, in this season. It's just full of dodgy characters this whole season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, let's get to the monster.
Okay, all right. That is a moving on.
I'm thinking you were the one that said it, Mark.
Stage manager Sarah
said to me 40 minutes and 10 minutes just doing the first one.
Well, it's because it's really hot out here. We can't spend the whole afternoon out here in Spain. We'll get burnt. I'll get a proper burn.
Mark is a ginger, he can't deal with it. Get on.
Okay, so before we go on to this, we had a debate. Our coffee members will know this. We had a debate about whether we should merge the monster and villain category together, because we were finding it really difficult to separate them. Because, I mean, we were saying, like, way back in the 60s, where you had like a race of aliens, it was, and they were the monster of the week. It's not so clear now. For instance, you know, the Borad is just like one character, but is he a monster? Is he a villain? How do they fit? And we did get some responses.
Oh, go on. Everyone agree with you and not me.
It's about 50-50.
Ah, see? Not so controversial.
So some people were saying, yeah, not needed, just merge them. But some people were like, no, actually, they need to be different. And actually, Lucas has spoken. I should read it. And he makes a very good point. And he basically was saying...
Did he have to update our wiki page?
No, but he was saying... No, it's true, actually. It's... The monster isn't always a villain, because sometimes they're just being, they're sort of, you know, like animals.
That sometimes they've been best supporting character. So it's not like they're not recognised in other ways.
Yeah, so monster, yeah, so, yeah, Alpha Centauri was a monster, but they weren't a bad monster.
No, they also got award for best supporting character.
So the argument is not to separate it, because a monster should be the creature, and you shouldn't.
Argued is, if you remove that category, you have the option. If they are a bad character, they'd be in the villains. If they're a great person thing in the story, they'd be a side character. What we're doing is struggling to fill a category when actually sometimes it's covered by other things. I mean, we put the Borad, who was great, in both. And actually, so you're just doubling in some ways.
Oh, okay. Well, I was...
Well, what wait, we do? This now goes out to everyone, so we'll wait and see what they say.
Let's wait and see. Like, this is going out to everyone. We haven't been able to decide with our coffee members. It's 50-50. So let us know. So jury is out until next season then. We'll wait and see. Okay. Moving on then. Best monster. And we only have two nominees. It's head-to-head tonight. Doska's first. And the two going head-to-head tonight are... The Borad from Time Lash and Syl from Vengeance on Varos.
Both were also in our villain category, just saying.
Well, no, Syl didn't make it.
But it was still in there.
He was a great villain, but I think we're going on like the look, the sort of makeup, and they were so effective. And actually some of the most effective creature sort of prosthetic-y stuff that we've had so far.
This season, yeah. Well, this season's been really good for that because we didn't have many monsters, but they looked effective.
And they were really memorable. And you know the Borad and what he looks like? There was a picture of him in Doctor Who magazine, like a whole A4 massive picture of him, like, you know, like that. And I'd never seen Time Lash before.
Are you doing that? Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
A Picasso painting.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So that picture was always like, and I had it at primary school, and me and Ross used to look at that picture, and none of us had seen Time Lash, and we always used to be like doing impressions of the Borad at school.
Not knowing what it was, yeah.
Not knowing what the hell the Borad was, but we just always used to recreate that picture. Anyway. Yeah, they both look great. They were both memorable characters as well and played really well. And this is the struggle that we had. We couldn't decide any other monsters. So that's why we've only got the two.
And the winner of Best Monster is Syl!
Yay! Here he is. He's coming up now. We're so serving marsh minnows tonight. That's what he likes. That slimy stuff he likes to eat. They're all free as you leave tonight. Make sure you get your marsh minnows in favour of Syl. And wonderful, memorable. He's one of the best characters of the 80s, I think, that we've seen so far.
He was great. And like, I mean, he made that story.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a surprise for anyone that he is a winner tonight. So thank you very much, Syl. And he's going there now to sit in the shade. Right. Let's move on. Let's keep going. Make sure you're keeping dehydrated, everybody. Not dehydrated, hydrated, everybody. I did say, didn't I, at the beginning? I can't remember. Thank you to Donna Arana for letting us use the Hacienda tonight.
I did not say that.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to Donna Arana for letting us use that tonight. So,
Donna.
Right. The nominees for Best Supporting Character are Jondar, Vengeance on Varos. You don't know who he is. Better known as Sean Connery's son.
Oh, God, yes.
The Governor, Vengeance on Varos.
We must have an increase of price. We must.
Do you know why I don't remember Jondar? Because when you were doing the nominees, you didn't tell me his name. You went, Sean Connery's son.
All I thought would be easier for you to remember.
It is now, but...
Herbert, Time Lash.
I've got you! Just a bit further, Doctor!
And the DJ from Revelation of the Daleks.
This is a highly directional ultrasonic beam of rock and roll.
What a season for supporting characters. We had loads to go through and choose from.
I feel like it's been really good because some seasons we have struggled to remember those ones that stand out, but there were plenty.
There were plenty. And not just like the last story, like throughout.
Yeah. So John Dar was the one chained up on reality TV. And we chose him because he was with the Doctor and Peri right from the start. They rescued him and they went through all those trials together. And he helped, you know, like liberate Varos or whatever. Well, probably.
We always say they have to help move the story along in some way.
They moved the story along. The only time where they didn't move the story along was when they were in that slow golf cart and it took a little bit of time. But apart from the golf cart, you can. It's £1 a go to go over the hill in that golf cart. John Dar is there.
You have to pay for the ceremony somehow. The expenses are getting more and more. Inflation's kicked in since we started this podcast.
In fact, loads of people came up on the red carpet and got out of their little golf carts to walk up the red carpet tonight.
We've got to pay that golf cart fee at the end of this ceremony. So
that's a long way back to get it over them hills to Seville. Right, anyway, so that's why John Dar was there. The governor, you love the governor.
I did love the governor. I still do love the governor.
He, again, in the same story, there was loads of people trying to like get out of Varos, weren't there? And he was with Peri a lot of the time. You saw his side of things. He wasn't, I mean, he was in charge and there was lots of bad stuff going on, but he was trying to break out and do good.
He was trying to make things better for people.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why he's there. Herbert. You loved Herbert.
I just love Herbert. Yeah. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
I think there were a few people that were surprised on just say hello to our YouTube commentators. There seems to be quite a lot of people that commentate on YouTube. And I can't remember who it was. Someone was very shocked that we liked Herbert. And said
really?
He was like,
like Herbert?
Well, they were saying that he was like a really great... They've made like the great writer H.G. Wells, you know, like who pioneered sci-fi into some like wet blanket, basically. But no, I don't think he was
a wet blanket because he helped save the Doctor.
Yeah, and he was excited. What we liked about it, he was excited about the adventure.
I genuinely thought he was going to be a companion.
If only. We need more H.G. Wells. But yeah, so that's why he's there.
More Herberts.
Is he the first like real life character that we've had?
We've had like history ones, love.
Yeah, no, but for up for a nomination, up for the actual Doskers.
I don't know. That Lucas would be able to tell us that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get Lucas on for a special, having to like talk about keeping track of our shocking lack of memory on things.
I don't think we've had anyone real life that's been up for a Dosker. I don't think so.
Lucas, let us know.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway. and then the DJ, you really love the DJ.
Yeah, I love the DJ. DJ was great.
I said, hey there, guys. I look like the DJ right now. Honey, which one of those lucky fellas is he coming to see? No.
Oh, I wish I'd filmed that. This is recording. I need that clip.
Oh, no, I look terrible today. I look awful.
When was your last haircut?
It's been nearly 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Mark goes every three.
I know. I'm ill. I can't go out. Anyway, there are four. Why did you
also
like the DJ?
Imagine what Mark was like in lockdown when he couldn't go to a hairdresser's. Just saying.
Yeah. Why did you like the DJ?
He was just fun. And great addition to the story. Worked with Peri. All good stuff.
The winner of Best Supporting Character. Season 22 is Herbert.
Yay! No surprises.
Of course. Yay, there he is. He's in his lovely cream suit. Looking so smart.
If you were going to space, you wouldn't wear a cream suit if you were going to space.
Yeah, but he was all in holiday in Scotland. He didn't know. No, but here he is. He's so thrilled to be in Spain. He's going to write some novels while he's out here. Vina's with him as well. She's really excited to be here as well. Yeah, oh, brilliant. Great. And I'm going to look up, actually. I hope there's been some books with Herbert in. There's this audio coming up. I'll tell you about that when I've heard it. But hopefully there's just more. There is another audio when the Doctor and Peri are on holiday and... near Victorian times, and she writes a postcard to Herbert, she says. So they keep in touch. They keep in touch. That's really nice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if only Herbert was in.
Herbert.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Let's move on. Oh, let's do clothes watch. We like a bit of clothes watch. It's always a fun one.
I'm not prepared for clothes watch, but let's go. Okay.
It's fine. Let's all head over round the corner to L'Espagne catwalk. Right, here we are. We're all sitting down. We've got Vina sitting next to Anna Wintour at the front row. I can't think of any other fashion. We've got Victoria Beckham and Tazen Beaker having a chat at the front row. Right, so let's bring them on, shall we? We've got three nominees, and first up on the catwalk is the Sixth Doctor himself in his blue Necros cloak.
I'd blue for you.
Hey, why so blue? Smurfs up.
You blew me down.
He's off to the Trank Ho Repose.
Next.
Okay, next is the DJ in, I think, all of his different outfits are up, aren't they?
Do many walks on the catwalk.
Many walks. Play my song, bitch.
DJ, I hardly knew her.
Hip hee. And last up, we've got the Rani in her glamorous outfit.
Power
outfit. The makeup, the silver, the hair, the pose.
She ain't working class no more.
That's science, bitch. That's a glow up. She's marking her spotlight. Right, there we go.
She's running her spotlight. She's running that catwalk. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, yes. So, some good outfits there, but there can only be one winner.
And who is it, Mark?
I'm just checking my envelope. I haven't written down the winner right there. Did we have a winner for this one?
And the winner of Best Outfit is the DJ.
Hey there, guys. Hey.
Radio did not kill this star.
Oh, that was a good one for the catwalk. Anyway, here he is.
I'm never prepared. They come to me as they come to me.
He is wearing his Elvis outfit tonight. Looking very smart. Looking brilliant. And he will be doing the DJ set later tonight for the after party.
Yeah. Special request.
Yeah. He'll be in the pool with Chasina.
It's like it's
1970. Why 1970?
He does 1950s and 60s music, so we're moving up a decade.
Okay.
Maybe we should do 80s. Party's like it's 1980 then.
Well, I'm sure Perry is looking forward to that tonight. She loves it. Right. I'm just picking out my random envelopes now. Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So we've got three. And it was much easier this time, obviously, because we've got less cliffhangers. It does make our job easier.
We only need to remember how each one happened in each story, basically.
Yeah. So the three we chose were Vengeance on Varos, where the Doctor has collapsed and the Governor says, and cut it now.
And cut it now.
The Mark of the Rani, where Perry accidentally pushes the Doctor's trolley the wrong way and he goes down the hill.
Gosh! No, Perry! The other way!
And Revelation of the Daleks, where the statue of the Doctor starts to fall on top of him.
Doctor, the statue! Doctor! Doctor!
Which is a bit polystyrene, but it still is cool. What was memorable for you?
They were all great. They were all really good cliffhangers.
I mean, you did like the trolley one quite a
I
lot.
I love
didn't
the trolley
you?
One. It just, I don't know, I enjoyed the sort of light relief of it. It was quite funny. And ridiculously over the top, and I like things like that.
I liked, well, Revelation is always fun for me. I always love that statue moment. I thought that was, I mean, it's ridiculous actually when you think about it. But
of course it is. Like, he's turned up somewhere and there's a statue of his face. He's already dead or whatever.
And then Vengeance on Varos was the cool reality TV sort of meta moment. So,
which was great. Like, that, in fact, that was, it drew me into the next story perfectly.
The winner of Best Cliffhanger Season 22 is Vengeance on Varos, Episode 1.
Yes.
Brilliant. The more I think about that story, the more I really like it. In fact, this whole season, I went in being like, this is going to be tough. And the more we've talked about them all, the more I've really liked them and reevaluated them and thought, actually, it's not so bad. They're not all arguing. It's not all just violence. There's some brilliant characters here. Well, let's go on to icon of the season.
Yeah.
This was tough. This was really, really tough. Because, well, we had a couple of options and we went back and forth a little bit. We changed our mind, actually, at the last minute, I think.
It was last minute because it's as we were discussing it, we realised we needed to sort of reword it and
I hope we are thinking about the same thing when I wrote this down from my notes. Well, I'll announce the icon. And then
I'll announce
we'll talk
the icon
about.
And then we'll discuss it.
Okay, maybe you should announce the icon. So in case
no,
I get
can't
it wrong.
Remember it. I just remember the discussion.
Okay.
I'll know when you say it.
I hope so, because I might have got it wrong. Yeah. We might be at cross purposes when we're talking about icon of the season, but I'll announce it and see what happens. And icon of the season is the episode's been 45 minutes.
Yes.
You're looking at me like it's
there's something else I thought.
Well, it okay, everyone. Sorry about the confusion, everyone. Get your sangria and that, and we'll well, it was going to be Perry's heels, wasn't it?
No, I'm thinking of a completely different category.
Okay.
I'm thinking of another category. You're right. We added this in last minute because we were like, well, actually, this was like the main thing of the season. This is probably what we'll remember of it.
Well, yeah, it's tough because the icon is, for better or worse, what is the memorable thing that comes out when you think of this season? And we had things like, maybe like the violence, because I talked about that quite a lot.
I didn't think it was massively violent, like you just said. It's not as much as you think when you're really watching it. And we did talk about, I mean, I've talked about Perry's heels a lot, but ultimately it has been the difficulty transitioning to 45 minute episodes.
Yeah, so I think generally, like, if you're talking about the season, you know, like in fandom or whatever, this wouldn't come up, but this was our experience. 45 minutes was a big change.
It was. I didn't think it would be, and it was massive. It got easier. It did get easier, but I had to completely shift how I was watching it. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, yeah, so that's why it's there. 45 minutes. Iconic.
Iconic, yeah.
Next, we have Best Regular, and it's only between the Doctor and Perry. Perry's wearing her lovely roast chicken outfit tonight in Spain. You're doing that. You're doing that. You're doing your stage manager. Hurry up. yeah. So Doctor and Perry, only the two to choose from. It's been quite rare. It's been a long time since we've only had the two to choose from. Both strong performances this season. Character-wise, yeah, there was the arguing. I mean, he's not strangling her or anything.
Not
anymore.
As much as there was before. It's much more like jokey and jovial in their arguing, isn't it? 2-1 Mark.
Well, okay, I'll just get the envelope.
I'm watching awesome. The timer. 2-1 Mark.
I know. Okay. The winner of the season 22 Doskers best. Sorry. I was going to say best video. I don't know where I think I am, at the Brit Awards or something.
One day, Mark.
I don't know what I'm talking about now.
The winner Sorry. Best regular is.
It's because I was watching Spice Girls videos just before we came.
Of course.
The winner.
Perry!
Perry! Yes, of course it's Perry. It was quite close, but Perry, she went through so much. Trauma watch. Yeah. She's
not as wet this season.
No, she was attacked by the Kryons. She was turned into a bird. She got
stuff happened to her. She did well.
She got groped by a tree. She got by the Borad. She got attacked by Shockeye, and she got creeped on by Joe Bell. So, you know, she went through a lot. She has done a lot this season. She has certainly had adventures this season, for better or for worse. So she did really well. Right, okay. Two more categories left.
Hello, this is Mark from the future who is editing this. So I thought it would be appropriate to put in here the category that we completely forgot to record, best story. So in fact, there are three categories left to go. Now, obviously, we haven't recorded our discussion, so I'm going to put in our pre-judges discussion from our video about best story, and then I will announce the winner.
If we just need to get rid of two, so I find it easier just to talk about the ones that we don't want there.
Yeah.
I have two very clear that I don't think should be there, based on how we found them, talking about
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I think I know, but just try and guess.
Okay.
I don't think you want Time Lash.
Oh, no.
Was I wrong?
Mm.
Maybe it was the two doctors.
I was going to say two doctors, yeah. Mainly because you didn't like that one.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was.
And the Cyberman one.
Yeah, I was thinking Cyberman.
So we're getting rid of those two, and then the other four are there.
So we've got... Yeah, because I was like, it's not the Macaroni. We like the Macaroni. We enjoyed Revelation of the Daleks.
I mean, I would have said Time Lash, but we love Herbert so much. It's got to
I
be
know.
There.
And I think I was trying to remember. I think it was pacing and then Herbert came in.
I mean, Rani was all right, but we really didn't like the Cyberman one. Well, I didn't.
No, I remember.
And then Two Doctors was just too long and not much happened.
I don't remember Thumb. I'm looking at that book cover. That's what's throwing me.
It's on Taran.
I don't remember him in it.
Oh, come on. Oh, I left him out of Best Monster as well.
This is the problem with the monster category, Mark. This is the problem.
But they wouldn't have made it anyway because you don't even remember them. You know the Thumb guys. They've been.
I know who they are. Yeah. I just can't remember them. I can't remember them in the story.
He had his leg blown off and it was all green in Spain.
It's happened with Davros's fingers. That's happened to him.
He had his leg blown off in Spain.
Well, yes, I remember him in it now. I remember him in it running around.
And the winner is Revelation of the Daleks. Hey! Right, I'm going to get back in the Time Lash and head back to Seville now.
Worst moment. And the nominees are the Cybermen in Attack of the Cybermen, just not being very good. The Kryons from Attack of the Cybermen not having great costumes or particularly good at acting. Sarah missing Perry being turned into a bird because of her Uber Eats ordeal while watching Vengeance on Varos, / Perry being turned into a bird as a weird thing, and the two doctors not interacting enough in the two doctors.
This is the one that we amended from recording.
Well, we were talking about 45 minutes, weren't we, being a worst moment because it was tough.
Yes. And then we were like, actually, that's iconic. And we amended. It was just Perry being turned into a bird. And I was like, I don't remember it. And we're like, it's the day of my Uber Eats thing. And we were like, actually, that whole Uber Eats thing should be a worst moment as well. So we amended it post-recording whilst discussing nominees.
I'm surprised there's not more worst moments that came to mind, really. Which, again, shows actually what quite a good season it was. Because usually if there is something that ruins a story or something, we would remember it. It just shows how good quality it is. And even, you know, the arguing, which I thought would always be there, is not there. There was other things like maybe Vina's acting could have been one, the Time Lash set and that not being very good. Attack of the Cybermen actually was that was weak for me still, just because the Cybermen were not particularly, I don't know, for a Cyberman, they've been stronger, haven't they? They were just sort of these things in the background and they just didn't.
The Daleks weren't very present this season for a whole Dalek story.
No, and the Kryons could have been much better. They were all a bit flaily and too much weird bubble wrap mustaches and things. It just didn't work. It was just looked a bit cheap. It looked way too cheap for a season opener for that. So I will announce the winner. The winner of Worst Moment Season 22 is Harry being turned into a bird and Sarah missing it because of her Uber Eats ordeal.
Are a slightly amended choice, but we thought it was appropriate. It was a pretty bad moment all around.
Yeah.
I still have no recollection of her being a bird.
I think that's the worst moment for me that you don't remember, because I think it looked quite effective. If you had really been present at that moment, I think you would have liked it, but.
I've I still haven't gone back and watched it. Not a clue.
Which is why the Uber Eats thing is even worse, because it made you miss a sort of possibly good moment in Vengeance on Varos.
Last potentially worst moment.
Last category, and of course, the most important category. Who is going to be there at the bar with Charlie? Who is going to be rubbing shoulders with Barbara? Who is going to be celebrating with Phipps from season six? It's just coming to my head.
I don't remember Phipps. I'm trying to remember Phipps now.
He was scared in the Ice Warriors with Zoe in a tunnel thing.
He was scared of Zoe.
It was a
What made
moment.
him?
It was a moment.
Okay.
Who is going to be hanging out with Miss Hawthorne?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
So, some good moments here. I will read them out. So, the nominees for the Ian Chesterton Heroic Moment Award is. Ah. Oscar facing Shockeye in his restaurant and the two doctors. Herbert going with the doctor to stop the warhead reaching Carfel in Time Lash. Perry stopping the mutant attacking the doctor in Revelation of the Daleks. And Orsini staying to detonate the bomb and destroy the Daleks in Revelation of the Daleks. So our coffee members voted. We do have a tie.
Oh, do you want me to? So remind me again who they all were?
Oh
I remember the first one.
God. Okay, here we go. So we had Oscar facing
I just thought you were going to read
Shockeye
the answer. I wasn't paying any attention.
in. You would
Answer.
get
Read the answer. Sorry.
So we had Oscar in Spain facing Shocker in the restaurant. That was, you weren't actually that bothered about that, but Perry, when the doctor was being attacked in the snow by the mutant, she got that big stick and hit him over the head
Killed him.
and killed
Yeah.
him, but she didn't mean to, but she had to because she was
Yeah.
trying to save the doctor. Herbert insisted on going with the doctor in the TARDIS to stop the warhead thing happening. And then Orsini was the assassin and he stayed behind. He got his leg blown off. And then when everyone was leaving, he said, I'll stay with the bomb and I'll detonate it and hopefully it'll blow up before Davros gets away.
See, now I think you've put down the wrong Herbert moment to coffee members.
Well, we did discuss this at the
The
time.
Herbert moment I had down was what the fucking hell? Was when he went into the time lash to save the doctor,
Oh.
not him going into the TARDIS. Just, he went in to save the doctor,
Okay, I know. Yeah, he did go in to save the daughter. Okay.
and that was more heroic than him just going on the
Well,
TARDIS.
no, he insisted on going. He was like, and then he was like, oh, we're going to get blown up, aren't we? We're going to die. And he was like,
But
oh.
he didn't know that. He didn't go in knowing that. Whereas he knew it going into the time lash, he was risking his life, but it was to save a doctor because he was
God.
stuck.
I thought we'd get away with a season without any controversy, but here we are
This has been
again.
A really controversial season for us. We're talking about scrapping a category. Mark has potentially misunderstood my understanding.
No, hang on. We have got it on our video for our coffee members. Go back, everyone, and see. And I said, when he goes to the warhead thing, and you said, I'm sure you did. I don't know.
I probably did, but like, it's as you've explained the rest of it. Because the warhead thing, I think I've thought of as the time lash. And then you explain the rest of it, and he goes on, and they go off to blow up. And I was thinking, oh, wait, no, it wasn't the blow up bit.
Well, because when we first talking about Herbert being heroic, I thought it was when he hid in that, in the ducting and was watching the doctor kill the Borad and stuff.
I mean, it was, for me, he's getting my vote, but it wasn't the moment I was thinking of.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was quite even between people. It was, well, actually one person didn't get any votes, but all the others did.
We won't embarrass some of the awards.
So yeah, very interesting, very spread, because sometimes it's like straight away, but this was very spread. So we've done the totals. And we do now have a winner. Oh no, it's happened again. Why, how can we do this without it happening again?
You have to just say you should vote or something. I don't, we've done it once before where it was a surprise.
We did work it out, didn't we? Anyway, let's just pretend we don't know, everyone. You might have missed it. And the winner of the Season 22 Heroic Moment Award is Herbert!
Yay!
For doing many things in time.
Many heroic things. Even the one... Even if I meant a different one.
Well, he's a double winner tonight.
Double winner. Winner, winner. Dinner's on him.
Yeah, not everybody has a double win, but Herbert absolutely does. And we will remember Herbert.
Herbert's up there with Alpha Centauri for a double win in a season.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Herbert would get on with Charlie quite well, actually.
I think they'll have a good time there.
Yeah, fairly similar. Yeah, they'll have a great time. Well, we shall see. Here he is. He's getting his award. Thank you so much.
His cream suit.
Yes, there's Shokai eyeing him up with some carving, but no, that was not going to happen.
What happens when Mark has all the time? Once the time has gone, Mark's a free spirit. Who else is here, Mark?
Well, all the golf buggies are lining up now, ready to take everyone home.
Yeah, if you're not a winner, sorry, we ain't got the budget, so you've got to walk.
Yeah, sorry, Vina, get out of that buggy. You can't drive that anyway, Vina. Don't drive it into the time lash.
Again.
Oh my god.
That was at the dress rehearsal. This is why our budgets blow over. We've got to stop having dress rehearsals for this.
Yeah, it's okay. Chasini will sort everyone out. She's quite strict. And the Rani, oh, she's off in her TARDIS already. And the Master, they've gone. They didn't. Yeah, the Master's
they're
well upset this season.
They're not getting in a buggy with other people.
The Master is like, it is not about me. I'm out of here.
I ain't winning. I ain't staying.
Yeah. But before everybody goes off, hold on, everyone. Please, please wait. Have your marshmallows at the door. But I need to tell you all about next season. So we did say, we've got the 18th month hiatus, but Doctor Who does come back eventually for season 23.
Yeah.
So I need to tell you about it. Okay, so good news, 25-minute episodes.
They're back.
They are back. So the whole season is technically one story.
Ooh.
14-episode story.
Right.
But it's
fine. Doing 3-3-3-3.
So we're doing 4-4-4-2. So they are sort of broken up into individual stories. But on screen, it will say part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right through to 14. That is the whole season.
Exciting. Okay. You know, I love a whole season storyline.
Well, this is the ultimate. 14 episodes. We thought 12 with the Daleks was a lot. This is 14.
We have it with, what's it called? The stones that I made a terrible shit cake of.
The Key to Time. Yeah, but they were, yeah, but this was like, they were in, that was, it was linked, but they were individual stories. This is on screen, it is part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, blah, 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 but it's sort of broken down, but it's all, does all, like, they will all merge into one. They will all have cliffhangers one by one by one by one, right through.
How did I go 4444. That's not 14. What was I on about? Oh, that's 16. Anyway, I can't
Anyway,
math.
so it's 4-4. So also, there's only four stories in the season. So the Duskers will be coming around pretty soon. We better decide on some of the categories. And it's called The Trial of a Time Lord.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. I'm excited. It's the trial of a Time Lord in many ways, it sounds like, this season. It's like the trial of Doctor Who happening live.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next season. Yeah, I've got opinions on that. But in the meantime, everybody, enjoy your travel back from Spain. We haven't sat out in the sun too much, so that's quite good. And we hope you enjoyed hearing the winners. Thank you so much to all of our coffee members who have commented and got in touch,
Voted and
and
you
voted and
support for our season. Thank
sent
you.
your opinions in about the categories. It's very interesting to hear that. We'll have to decide something, and we shall see you very soon for season 23. My cold's coming on now, so I've better go.
Bye.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
To
Oh
watch
dear.
who?